Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Austin. May I please have your first and last name so I can locate your account?
My name is Peter Pichotta, but my wife ordered it, and it's Suzanne Pichotta.
Okay, let's see.
P-I-E-C-H-O-T-T-A.
Spell that one more time for me.
P-I-E-C-H-O-T-T-A.
Let's see here.
Plastic molding, casting.
And could you verify your shipping address for me?
4208 Southview Lane, Doyle Sound, Pennsylvania, 18902.
Are you seeking work as a molder?
18902. There we go. Thank you for that information. I've located our account here. Let's see what we got going on. All right. Looks like everything has stopped. We had gotten the Omex 3 auto shipment. Yeah, it was stopped back in 2016. How can I help you today?
My wife ordered it a month ago.
Let me check. Or maybe a different account I'm not seeing here.
What's their telephone
number? 1218, you guys sent an email.
I think that's the only one we have. Let's check. Yeah, that's the only one we have. I don't see any.
What's the last 4 digits?
Yeah, the last order I see is from 2016. That's the only account I see for it.
All right, what's your employment start date?
Let's check this here. Let's try the phone number.
Phone number, she probably used her number, which is 484. 358-0795.
What was that again? I got 484.
358-0795.
Nothing.
Well, you guys sent a email here to her that says Omex Health Account Confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
It says, welcome to Omex. Your account out. Your customer account is activated.
And is there any information on there that we could use?
No, it just says, was there a store?
What's the email it was sent to? Maybe that could do it.
Suzanne, A-N-N-E,
mm-hmm.
And last name, P-I-E-C-H-O-T-T-A, at Comcast.net.
Let's see here. So, I'm going to go over it again, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. P-E-I-C-H-O-T-T-A at Comcast.net.
Correct.
I'm not seeing anything for that, sir.
I guess that's why we didn't receive it, because I guess it never went through.
Yeah, it may not have gone all the way through. If you like, I can put in a new order for you, though, if she still wants it.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Okay, but whenever you were hired, was it full time or part time? you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits,
where did my paper go? This is it right here.
What I understand is if I'm getting, if she's getting an email from you guys,
yeah,
how
I would
can you
if
find
the
account?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about as well. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm not finding
it,
that
it
email or anything.
Because, you know, I just, we got, what's today, Bill? What's today's date? Today is the 18th. Okay, she got an email on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, you know, that's about Omax Health, about
right.
The chill out.
Yeah,
it's so
a horror confirmation, right?
You guys got her email, you know what I mean? So,
right. Check one more thing.
Alabama.gov and update your online resume.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
An interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar.
Yeah, nothing else. I only had that one account from 2016.
Once a week, you must complete the weekly
Well, is it easier to reactivate that account than start another one, or?
It's probably easier to just start another one.
Alright.
Let's see here.
Well, let me, before I start this, I can always call you guys back. Let me go and double check with her and see if she wants to keep
it
down.
Yeah, check with your bank as well and see if a charge had gone through for us. Okay?
What?
Check that. If there is a charge that had gone through, then we have an account somewhere. We just have to find it. But yeah, check with her bank or wherever she had it,
yeah.
Wherever she had used to pay for it.
All right, we'll do. All right, thanks.
Thank you for calling
right.
Max Health. You
right.
Have a great day.
You too.